Welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will appreciate an alternative act from the early 90s whose biggest hit experienced popularity with both the album version and the single version. Unlike most bands, though, this group's single version was actually longer than the album version. For our little slice of heaven at number 7, we have an early rock and roll classic written by a former bellboy from Lake Charles, Louisiana. While his hometown mentions one type of body of water, this pioneer's hit is titled After Another. Later, we will present a southern rock band from the 70s that, on at least one 1978 release, seemed to set the template for Guns N' Roses, a non-southern rock act who appeared on the rock scene almost a full decade later. Finally, for our Hall of Perfection track at number 1, we examine a Bohemian folk song whose public domain lyrics were first published in a magazine in 1916. The song didn't become a number 1 hit until it received a unique and melodic surf rock arrangement 50 years later. But first, just as we always do, we jump into the sea of green with a selection that at some point was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a 1 week peak and then disappeared beneath the waves. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we go full steam ahead with one half of a double-sided Beatles single, first issued on the Parlophone label in England with the song Eleanor Rigby on the other side. The musical lineup on this recording consisted of the four Beatles, one Rolling Stone, and the then-girlfriend of one Beatle and the then-girlfriend of a Rolling Stone, but not the Stone that contributed to the sessions. While the single had an amazing international chart performance, hitting number 1 in 13 countries, it never made it past the number 2 position on the Billboard Hot 100.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found a sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow.
Yellow submarine. spending a week at number 40 in Cashbox on its way to a peak of number 1 there and in Record World, but stalling at number 2 in Billboard. Those were the Beatles, getting a little background vocal help from Rolling Stone Brian Jones, George Harrison's girlfriend Patti Boyd, Mick Jagger's girlfriend Marianne Faithfull, and engineer Jeff Emmerich's marching band tape loop on one of the happy highlights of the Revolver album, Yellow Submarine.
Alt-Universe Top 40.
Number 20.
At number 20, we have a glitter rock act whose records were literally released by competing record labels in different countries. In fact, this four-man band hit the various charts of the world with records on four different record companies, Bell, RCA, Polydor, and Capitol. Rock critics pointed out that they never truly found a record company they could call their home. This track is a perfect example, as it was released in Europe on Polydor, but came out on Capitol in the U.S.
I don't wanna live here anymore. The price is too high to pay. With a little less faith and a little more give, I might find a reason for staying.
Down by the water's edge, 'cause there's too much gone under the bridge. Down by the water's edge, 'cause there's too much gone under the bridge.
Give me a ticket to the promised land. I still gotta settle my score. The next boat is leaving and I'll be there.
With the title track to their album Water's Edge, that was Sweet, who, with this one, should have, at the very least, reached number 20 in Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World.
This one went to 11.
My name's John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. At number 11, we have a country rock single that was influenced by a 19th century Haitian folk song called Yellow Bird. But the melodic structure and storytelling lyrics of this one were all original. Composed by a self-described son of a sailor and produced by Nashville legend Norbert Putman, this single, Changes in Latitudes, Changes in Attitudes, was released on the ABC Dunhill label. ABC very smartly sent promotional copies to three different types of radio formats and, as a result, saw the song make three completely different top 40 charts. While it only hit number 42 in Record World, on the Billboard Hot 100, the single peaked at number 37. On the country chart, it reached number 24. Its best chart showing was on the Adult Contemporary chart, where it rose to number 11.
I took off for a weekend last month just to try and recall the whole year. All of the faces and all of the places, wondering where they all disappeared. Ponder the question departure signs in some big airport reminds me of the places I've been. Visions of good times that brought so much pleasure makes me want to go back again. If it suddenly ended tomorrow, I could somehow adjust to the fall. Good times and riches and son of a bitches, I've seen more than I can recall. These changes in latitudes, changes in attitudes, nothing remains quite the same. Through all of the islands and all of the highlands, if we couldn't laugh, we would all. Paris when I'm home, red wine, I wish I could jump on a plane. So many nights I just dream of the ocean, God, I wish it was sailing again. Oh, yesterday's over my shoulder, so I can't look back for too long. There's just too much to see waiting in front of me, and I know that I just can't go.
Spending a week at number 11 on the Billboard Adult Contemporary charts, on its way up to number 6 on the Canadian Adult Contemporary chart. That was Jimmy Buffett and a favorite of parrot heads everywhere, Changes in Latitudes, Changes in Attitudes.
Number 10.
At number 10, we have a top 40 hit from 1991 that went completely against music business norms when its single version was actually longer than the album version. For years, record companies have engaged in the editing of album tracks for the purposes of making them more attractive to Top 40 radio. Songs such as Hold Your Head Up by Argent, Joy to the World by Three Dog Night, Piano Man by Billy Joel, and Dream On by Aerosmith all have distinct album versions and single versions. In each of those famous instances, the album version is considerably longer than the single version, with an edit chopping out enough time to reduce the album track close to the 3-minute mark. Well, in 1991, a catchy hit record by the alternative act Toad the Wet Sprocket completely reversed this tradition. The album version clocked in at an even 3 minutes. When the single was released, Columbia Records, the label that chopped Dream On, Piano Man, and Hold Your Head Up, actually added repeated choruses and a fade to this one. And, as a result, the single became 32 amazing seconds longer than the album version.
We spotted the ocean at the head of the trail. Where are we going? So far away. Somebody told me this is the place where everything. Walk on the ocean. don't even have pictures, just memories to hold. Grow sweeter each season as we slowly grow.
At number 10, with a single that really did hit number 10 on the Billboard Mainstream Top 40 chart and in Norway, that was Toad the Wet Sprocket and their alternative classic, Walk on the Ocean.
Number 9.
At number 9, we have the RCA single from 1973 that a number of musicologists identify as the world's first disco hit. Soul songwriter and vocalist Wally Holmes wrote the song for his group, the Hughes Corporation, using a light calypso beat. Even though the sessions on the song featured Jazz Crusaders Larry Carlton on guitar and Joe Sample on piano, producer John Flores relegated the finished product to the B-side of a single. Ultimately, that single flopped. Then, the independent and creative DJs of the brand new discotheque scene in New York City intervened. The DJs noticed how their customers loved to dance to this odd-sounding rhythmic song. Dancers requested it in the clubs, which caused it to become a local hit in Manhattan without receiving any airplay. Eventually, some RCA record executives caught wind of what was happening with their flop flip side and decided to remix it and promote it as an A-side. By the summer of 1974, this bomb from the previous year hit number one across the board.
So I'd like to know when you got the notion. Said I'd like to know when you got the notion. Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat.
Since our voyage of love began, your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Spending a week at number 9 on its way up to number 1 in Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World, that was the Hughes Corporation and the song that, at first, caught on without any help from pop or soul radio, Rock the Boat.
Alt-Universe Top 40!
Number 8.
Now we're up to a selection that is modern and great and should have reached number 8. It is a cover of a Bruce Springsteen song by an alternative group from Pittsburgh, The Clarks. Actually, expecting a number 8 chart showing while covering a Springsteen tune is not just some far-fetched wishful thinking. After all, in 1977, Manfred Mann's Earth Band went all the way to number 1 with Bruce's composition Blinded by the Light. The following year, the Pointer Sisters, with Davy Johnstone on guitar and Toto's David Paich on organ, hit number two with their cover of Fire. Both of those singles mixed Bruce's basic songwriting with unique arrangements. Well, a few years back, the Clarks from Pittsburgh went into the studio and put their stamp on the Springsteen classic, The River. And just like the Pointer Sisters made Fire their own, and Manfred Mann completely recreated Blinded by the Light, the Clarks did something completely upbeat and unique in a college rock style with that acoustic Springsteen ballad.
I come from down in the valley, where Mr. When you're young, they bring you up to do like your daddy done. Me and Mary, we met in high school, and she was just 17. Drive out of this valley down to where the fields were green. We'd go down to the river, and into the river we'd dive. Oh, down to the river we'd ride. And I got Mary pregnant, and man, that was all she wrote. My 19th birthday, I got a union card and a wedding coat. We went down to the courthouse, and the judge put it all to rest. No wedding day smiles, no walk down the aisle, no flowers, no wedding dress. We go down to the river, and into the river. Got a job working construction for the Johnstown Company, but lately there ain't been much work on account of the economy. All those things that seem so important, well, they just vanish in the air. And I act like I don't remember. Mary acts like she don't care. And I remember us riding in my brother. Her body tanning wet down by the reservoir. At night on the banks I'd lie awake and pull her close to feel each breath she'd take. Those memories come back to haunt me. Well, they haunt me like a curse. Is a dream alive? It don't come true. Or is it something worse? And we'd go down.
Selection that is modern and great and should have reached number eight or higher. Those were the Clarks and their version of the Bruce Springsteen album track, The River.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number seven. It is an early rock and roll classic written and recorded by a former bellboy from Lake Charles, Louisiana. Interestingly, just as the hometown of its composer mentions one type of body of water, the title of the song itself mentions another type. What is the title? Sea of Love. John Philip Baptiste was born in 1926 in Lake Charles, Louisiana. As a child, he and his brothers performed gospel music and formed a group called the Gateway Quartet. After getting a job as a bellboy, John Philip came up with the skeleton of a song which evolved into Sea of Love. He took it to arranger and producer Eddie Schuler, who scored the parts in preparation for recording. Once the sessions were complete, John Philip changed his name to Phil Phillips, and the master tapes were ultimately picked up by Mercury Records. With airplay spreading nationally from Baton Rouge, John Philip, now known as Phil, found himself at number 2 on the pop charts and number 1 on the soul charts. Long before the days of streaming, the vinyl sold over 1 million copies and earned Phil and Mercury a gold record. However, even with over 1 million units moved, Phil only received a one-time payment of $6,800. That is all he ever made on his million seller, with no residuals or royalties ever having been paid. Phil's online autobiography contained this quote addressing his financial issues with the record company, quote, "Because I decided to fight for what was rightfully and legally mine, a full album that I recorded was never released. I never received justice, and to this day have not received justice," close quote. After writing more songs, one of which was a British hit for Samantha Just, the future wife of Monkey Mickey Dolenz, Phil Phillips settled in as a radio host and concentrated on being a father. He performed from time to time and was enshrined in the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame. One of his last live performances was in New Orleans at the 2005 Jazz Fest. Our little slice of heaven today belongs to John Philip Baptiste, known to the rock and soul worlds as Phil Phillips. Slice of Heaven at number 7. That was Phil Phillips and the worldwide smash that netted him a total financial windfall of less than $7,000, Sea of Love. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. Stephen from Cape Cod heard our 5950 kilohertz WRMI broadcast on his Perseus rig with a super loop antenna. He said it was his first time to catch our show, and he enjoyed the mix of music and information about the music. He reported the WRMI signal as being rock solid and wanted us to know that someone out there is listening, so keep the music coming. Well, Stephen, we intend to keep doing it. Mina, an EDM DJ from Cyprus, sent us a message on Mixcloud. She said, "Hi John, I hope you are having a great evening." Then she invited us to listen to her own Mixcloud show called Meet Me on Cloud 9. Well, Mina, we are happy to get your message and your greeting. And regarding your invitation to listen, your show was fabulous. I am now inviting my listeners to check it out. Go to Mixcloud and search for Mina, M-I-N-A, and the words Meet Me on Cloud 9. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your questions, comments, and reception reports to us in the form of an email address to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
For those interested in ham amateur pirate radio loggings and more, check out Ralph Bender's YouTube shortwave radio channel. Go to youtube.com/Ralph Bender. I'll repeat, that is youtube.com/Ralph Bender. Thanks for your attention.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed at least 6 albums into the top 40 of the album charts. Today's act has certainly done that on every album chart that is kept by every country in the world. The only reason that we have to consider this track a bonus hit is because, as a single, it originally didn't chart at all in England and only made it up to number 49 in Billboard and number 62 in Cashbox. The song itself began with Van Dyke Parks, who in 1970 took his original idea over to Brian Wilson, who helped structure it and fill in the blanks. Thinking that Danny Hutton could sing the song for a Three Dog Night release, Brian and writer Roy Kennedy added some lyrics to the song and entered Village Recorders and cut a backing track with Three Dog Night's players. But something about the sessions upset Brian, because after a week's work, he took a razor blade to the analog tapes and cut them into pieces. Obviously, no version by Three Dog Night was ever completed. 2 years later, in 1970, the Beach Boys lineup included Blondie Chaplin, formerly of The Flames. When the album Holland needed one more song, Van Dyke Parks told his friends at the label about the ill-fated Three Dog Night recording. So, with Blondie Chaplin singing lead and Jerry Beckley of America joining with Brian and Carl Wilson, the oddest Beach Boys single ever recorded was finally released. Hit at number 6, those were the Beach Boys and Sail On Sailor. Their album track, which has lived on in the AOR format and on FM radio and album-based streaming services.
Number 5.
My name name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. At number 5, we have a selection by a Southern rock band that, during the arena rock era, became a huge concert draw and album act, while only hitting the top 40 of the singles chart once. Back in the 70s, Black Oak, Arkansas released the album High on the Hog on Atco Records. Produced by Tom Dowd, that album cemented the reputation of the band and led to their touring alongside FM acts such as Black Sabbath, The Eagles, Emerson, Lake & Palmer, and Deep Purple. While their live shows over the next several years kept them in demand, their album sales began to slip. After a disappointing switch to MCA for the album X-Rated, the group moved to Capricorn Records and enlisted former Hot Dogs Greg Reading and the ever-present Jack Holder to join the band. Their second Capricorn album, I'd Rather Be Sailing, featured a more streamlined rock sound than the Southern Boogie that originally made them famous. In fact, the combination of Jim Dandy Mangrum, Greg Reading, and Jack Holder gave Black Oak, Arkansas some serious hard rock chops and caused them to set the template for bands like Guns N' Roses, a hard rock act that would go on to dominate the rock scene with its own blonde-headed screeching vocalist a full decade later. By Jim Dandy Mangrum and the ever-present Jack Holder. That was Black Oak, Arkansas and Wind in Our Sail, which should have been released as a single and should have, at the very least, reached number 5 in Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to number 4, which usually means that we are going to present a single that charted significantly better in England than it did in the United States. Today, however, we are flipping things around with a funky little song about the Mississippi River that did far better in the U.S. than it did in the U.K., hitting number 1 in Billboard and number 3 in Cashbox, while not charting at all on the British charts. The song originated when guitarist Patrick Simmons was waiting around between takes in a recording studio and stumbled across the now famous acoustic guitar riff. Producer Ted Templeman heard it in the booth and used the talkback feature to tell Patrick he should write a whole song around that riff. Patrick took that advice and developed some of the lyrics around his childhood imagings of the South from reading Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer. He filled in the remainder of the song from a real trip he took to New Orleans while on tour with his group, the Doobie Brothers.
Well, I built the raft if she's ready for flow. Oh, Mississippi, she's calling my name. Catfish are jumping, that paddle wheel thumping. Black water keep rolling on fast just the same.
Oh, black water keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Yeah, keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything great. Mama, gonna make everything all right. And I ain't got no worries, 'cause I ain't in no hurry.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
To hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Come on, baby.
Number 4, Blackwater, a tune that was originally released as the B-side of Another Park, Another Sunday. Those were the Doobie Brothers and their eventual number one hit that became the A-side thanks to the DJs at WROV and WQRK in Virginia, who broke it nationally.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 3. Now we are up to our 3 from way downtown. And today we're talking about downtown Tampa, Florida, hometown of the 5-man rock act led by Skip Conte and Mike Panera, Blues Image. The song of theirs that we are playing came about when Panera, inspired by the random fact that his Fender Rhodes electric piano consisted of 73 keys, played around with the line, 73 men sailed up from the San Francisco Bay. Co-writer Skip Conte helped Panera finish the song, and famed Three Dog Night producer Richard Podler helped Blues Image push the record into the top 5.
Too busy watching.
single that peaked at number 5 in Cashbox and number 4 in Billboard, but should have reached number 3 across the board. That was Blue's Image and their one big American single on Atlantic, Ride Captain Ride.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 2.
Now we are up to number 2, which means that we are going to play a single that should have hit number 1. Actually, this one did hit number 1 in Canada and in Cashbox, but it was blocked from the number 1 position on the Billboard Hot 100 by Rod Stewart's Tonight's the Night.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind in the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. And the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
At number two, with his masterpiece story song that sadly is completely true, that was Gordon Lightfoot and The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number one. It is a single from 1966 that went all the way to number one in seven different countries. While that chart statistic is impressive, what makes this record's chart run almost unbelievable is the fact that the song itself was first published in 1916, 50 years before it became a hit. The December 1916 issue of Harper's Monthly magazine contained writer Richard Le Gallienne's 9-page article titled Coral Islands and Mangrove Trees. Within that article, Le Gallienne transcribed the lyrics to a Bahamian folk song of unknown origin. When his book Pieces of Eight came out the following year, it too included a portion of the same song. In 1927, Carl Sandburg included that same song in his collection of folk songs, The American Song Bag. Then, in 1958, the Kingston Trio recorded their version, which became a favorite of Beach Boy Al Jardine. Jardine wanted the Beach Boys to record the song. According to Jardine, quote, "Brian was at the piano. I asked him if I could sit down and show him something. I laid out the chord pattern for Sloop John B. I said, 'Remember this song?' He said, 'I'm not a big fan of the Kingston Trio.' But I didn't give up on the idea. The very next day, I got a phone call to come down to the studio. Brian played the song for me, and I was blown away. The idea stage to the completed track took less than 24 hours. Close quote.
We come on this sloop, John B., my grandfather and me, around
feels
Number one, and for the second time today, those were the Beach Boys, backed by the Wrecking Crew, doing Brian Wilson's arrangement and production of the Bahamian folk song that Al Jardine insisted on cutting, Sloop John B. That's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase, and 40 is a number. And we are now on Facebook and Twitter. Please find and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.